it's a week later, but
yeah,
for us,
what a week I've had. I've done a lot of personal growth. I've reconnected with so many people in life. Beck and I are no longer friends, but you know, you gotta,
yeah, we're gonna keep the podcast going though.
It's gonna be a lot angrier. There's gonna be like, I know Becca yelled a lot previously. She's about to be yelling so much more.
Wait for it.
Yeah, this is gonna be bad.
We're gonna have our 2-day drive back to Michigan this week, and then we're gonna have the 2-day drive back from Michigan in 2 weeks. And I love long drives, let me tell you. I think I just love when there's like, I only have one thing to do and one thing to focus on, and the one thing that only one thing that I can do, yeah, which is drive.
Master,
so it's like very calming for me. It's very calming for me to just be like, no, we just have to drive for 10 hours and then we're there, and then that's the day. And like, that's so satisfying to me.
Do you go windows down or windows up?
Windows up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I like to drive with the windows down. I like the breeze.
On the highway?
Yeah.
That's so loud.
Okay.
Also, it's so hot. I want the AC on.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on the temperature. But I like having the noise from the air.
No, we're a windows up household. But I was like asking David, I was like, are you excited for the drive? And he was just like, no. Because
why?
I like to take, so we have very different approaches to road trips. Like, I love to make the most of it, and like, I will buy like a self-help audiobook.
Oh no.
About like making your life better, and like all these podcasts that I've been saving up, and like all this stuff, and I really revel in it. And I only really get fast food if I'm doing a road trip. So it's like
that, I do treat. Like getting fast food while I'm on a road trip. That's
it's like
true.
A special treat for myself. I love staying in hotels. I don't know. It's just something so like calming about a good hotel.
Depends on the hotel.
And David just wants to get there and just have it over with. And I'm like, I don't understand. I love a long drive.
I like the drives because so I like seeing things. Like, I never traveled very much for years and years and years because I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So I like driving because then I get to see all these things, like driving through the mountains and seeing the salt flats and all the interesting stuff on the way to you guys was great.
Yeah, we don't really have that on the drive from Denver to Michigan.
Well, you
drive
should have moved
through
here. Then you get to have
you drive through eastern Colorado, which is just Kansas, and then Nebraska,
which
and then Iowa.
Kansas.
And then Illinois, Indiana, and then Michigan.
Whatever. It's still, there are vistas. You will see marvelous wide open skies.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love doing it. And it's not like it's stressful. It's not like there's any points where you're like, oh, no, we need to fill up because we're not going to have a gas station for 300 miles. That was the thing when I was like driving back in 2018. I did like a solo road trip out to Colorado. And I went through like the Badlands in South Dakota and then came down through Wyoming and like the grasslands of Nebraska. And there were points in like, this is like the Pawnee National Grassland. Not, it's like Pawnee as in Parks and Rec, but the Pawnee National Grassland is in northern Nebraska, southwest South Dakota. And it's gorgeous. It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it's just nothing. For as far as you can see, it's just a road, and there's no roads that connect to this road, and it's just grasslands, and that's it, and it's like rolling hills, and it was just unbelievable. Like, I cried.
Okay, that sounds really nice.
It was so gorgeous, but like, you would sometimes see a sign that was like, gas station in 5 miles, next gas station in 175 miles.
I saw some of that, yeah, when I was moving here from Michigan, which was fine. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I like to drive because I sing the whole time. Like, that's where I get my best practices while I'm driving, because I can be nice and loud and push my voice a little.
Yeah. No, I like to listen to like productive books while I drive.
No, man. I'm driving not to learn, driving to sing.
So I got the audiobook Atomic Habits, which looks really good, and I started listening to it on my own. And I was like, this is really good, and we could both probably use this. So I will save it for the drive with David. It's only 5 hours long.
I'm sure that you'll both come away from it changed people.
Yeah. Well, it's about like small habits to change your everyday life, which sounds useful. I was like, whatever, it's 5 hours. It's 5 of the 20 hours that we have to drive.
Can't
like
do that.
Fucking deal with it. And he was like, it's not self-help if somebody else is making you listen to it.
I'm not a big self-help proponent. I think they write the books to get you to buy it, and they're self-helping their income.
No, most of them are garbage. I think I have a pretty good garbage meter on them. Because there's like the classic ones of like that one that was like, girl, wash your face, which is like for women. But she was like this, you know, rich white lady. Just like none of the advice really applied.
Girl, wash your face.
My favorite one ever was I went through a phase in life where I listened to a lot of these. I listened to them as audiobooks.
That's so hard to believe.
It's kind of relaxing. Yeah, right. and this one was, what was it called? It was about like cynicism and how it's actually like the healthiest way to live. Basically, like if
you're never
like,
disappointed if you always expect the worst.
Exactly. It was genuinely like it was self-help for people who hate positive thinking or something like that. And it was about how like the study of like the original cynics back in like Greece and stuff, and like what made them so happy and so peaceful, and like people who practice cynicism today is like a thought like pattern and like way of life, why they're so happy. And it's because like we're all so depressed now because you have all these people talking about like positive psychology and like, you know, all this stuff, and so people are always feeling like they should be happier. Whereas like cynicism, like genuine cynicism, is like accepting that like life is hard and full of terrible things. And like, you know, basically anytime you're worried about a situation, just think, what is the absolute worst outcome? And would I be able to deal with that? And then like get yourself in that headspace. And then like anything else will be like an absolute delight.
I guess I do that, but it's not an intent. Like I'm not doing it on purpose. I just don't care. So I'm like, whatever, things will be what they are.
Yeah.
I was disappointed today because E3 is starting, which is all the video game news. They didn't tell me when the next Final Fantasy part is coming out. So I'm going to self-help myself to some tears tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to listen to this book about habits. And then we'll probably listen to a bunch of fucking Bruce Springsteen because we always do.
You can't let David pick the music.
Well, my rule is usually whoever's driving gets to pick, because whoever's not driving can just do something else if they don't like whatever's being listened to. So when I'm driving, it's going to be the self-help book and murder podcasts. And when David's driving, it's probably going to be Bruce Springsteen.
See, I can't do other things if I'm not driving, because if I try to read, I'll get sick. And I can never sleep. Like, I can barely nap in a bed. I can't nap in a car. So I usually prefer to do the driving.
I don't sleep. I prefer to do the driving because I have severe anxiety if somebody else is driving. And I think that we're going to die at all times. But I'm going to try to force myself to not drive some of this trip because I want to get ahead on homework. So I'm in this class now where, like, all of the videos and all of the assignments are just, like, out right now. And you can just do them all and then be done. Other than the final project, which you have to do with a group. But so I was like, what if I just did all of it on the drive? That would be amazing.
I'll just do it all right now. And that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to at least have David drive for a stretch of it so I can see how much homework I can do.
I mean, good luck with that.
Thanks. I usually don't like to read and stuff while someone else is driving either, but I'm going to force myself to. I mean, it's like super flat and there's no turns or stops or anything. So should be okay.
You'd think so. You should just, like, every time you cross a state line, will you scream as loud as you can and tell David, oh, I forgot, this is just a thing I do.
It's just a tick I have.
Yeah. No. It's weird. I don't, like, it'll happen even if I don't see the sign. I'll just, my body knows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're not going to do this drive for a little bit after this because we're flying when we go to Michigan in September.
Does that mean Cammy's not going to be at the cabin?
Correct.
Forget it. I'm not going.
Okay. Well, it's 20 hours of driving. It's exhausting. Okay. Also, she hates the drive. Like, I'm only taking her this time because it's 2 weeks and it's way too long for us to try to find a pet sitter. I love her so much.
Literally, the only reason I was going to come to the cabin was to hang out with Mary and Cammy.
I know. We need to figure out what we're going to do with her when we go in September because, like, a live-in pet sitter is quite expensive.
There's all sorts of duo people in Denver.
Yeah, but they all have dogs of their own.
Well, you got to get Cammy used to them now.
Yeah, well, we might try to do that with some of our friends here. There's a couple here that we had them over the other night for dinner and board games. It was really fun, but they have a dog and they also have like a house with a fenced in backyard. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over there next and bring Cammy and like try to do an intro with the other dog. And then if they get along, then yeah, that would work out great. So then we could just be like, when they go out of town, we can take their dog. And when they go out of town,
they can worst take case dog. Scenario is that Alex can't go to the cabin and he just has to come house sit with Cammy. Yeah.
Yep. Or Ben.
Yeah. Ben's not coming to the cabin anyway, so.
He's not?
Well, I told him he couldn't.
What?
I just was a conversation. Don't worry about it. It doesn't involve you.
All right.
I guess my turn to read, right?
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Okay. So, this is, am I the asshole for telling my daughter she is allowed to exclude other kids at recess? Sounds a little long. This is not as serious as some other posts on here, but I just feel like the whole thing got blown way out of proportion. I, 34 female, have a daughter, 8 female, who's in second grade. By the way, her school closes on 2 weeks from Wednesday. Cool, thanks. So one day last week it was raining, so my daughter's school had indoor recess, which is basically when the teachers bring a bunch of toys and board games into the classroom during the recess. There is another boy in her class, I'll call him Isaac, who my daughter complains about a lot. He has made fun of her disabilities, chondroplasia. You're going to need to look that up while I'm reading, so I don't know what
that is. I'm
going to
Google that real quick.
Thanks. And other things, but it seems like he's kind of like that to everyone, and I thought the teachers had it under control. Well, I guess
it's the most common type of short-limbed dwarfism. It's dwarfism.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I guess last time they had recess indoors, he took the whole bin of Legos and wouldn't let any other kids use them. But that day, he had again taken the whole bin of Legos, but my daughter went over and asked if she could use some, and he let her. The teacher noticed and praised him for sharing. The next day, they had recess outside again, but this time it was special, I guess, because the third grade and the second grade were having recess together, which my daughter says barely ever happens. My daughter was very excited because her cousin is in third grade, and so she only wanted to play with her. They were playing hide-and-seek by themselves when Isaac came over and asked if he could play too. My daughter said she just wanted to play with her cousin right now, but maybe another time. He got very upset and started hitting and pulling my daughter's hair. The teacher came over and asked what happened, and they explained. The teacher thinks that because Isaac was so nice to her by sharing Legos, that she should say yes to playing with him. I always teach my daughter that she doesn't owe anyone anything, no matter how nice they are, and I believe it's important to teach these ideals young. But my daughter said no, and so they got sent to mediation, which is basically, mediation, which is basically where 2 11-year-olds sit down with them and talk through the conflict. But I got a call asking if I consented to the mediation. Wasn't there a school in, what was it? New Girl, where she was teaching, where they had mediation like that?
Where it was like older students were talking to the younger students about.
Yeah. I thought that was
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. I got a call asking if I consented to the mediation and asked what it was for. They said my daughter got in a fight, but that doesn't sound like my daughter, so I asked for more details, and they gave the phone to the teacher, who told me what had happened. I was mad. I said that it should not be the job of my 8-year-old to reward another 8-year-old for their good behavior, and she doesn't have to play with anyone she doesn't want to. It would be a different story if it was a big group of kids playing and they left one kid out, but it was just my daughter and one other kid, so I don't think it was a big deal that she said no, and I refused the mediation because I know they're going to act like the actions were equally wrong and make them both apologize. It's happened in the past. But maybe I could be an asshole for not making her include another kid and not letting her do the mediation. edit for more info. I'm not taking it further with the school. It is almost over, and I know it will just cause problems. For those wondering why I haven't made a big deal before, I knew the teachers already saw him as a problem child, and every time he has been mean to her, he has been scolded or punished. Also, I realized I didn't include this. My daughter has a lot of other conditions that come with having Achon? Achon? I don't know what this word is.
A-C-H-O-N.
Yeah. Including... Oh, that must be the... Like a That's shorthand for... Yeah.
Yeah.
Including bowed legs, hydrocephalus...
Hydrocephalus.
Scoliosis, yeah. Low bone density, heart defects, left lung problems, kidney defects, and epilepsy. So after he pulled her hair, he was supposed to go to the nurse's office to make sure she was okay, specifically concerning her epilepsy and hydrocephalus, but the teacher said they had to go to the office first. So she had them sit in the office for 30 minutes while they called both their parents and only let her go to the nurse after I said no. Luckily, she was fine. Added too, just to be clear, I did speak about this with the principal when it first happened, but I didn't request for anyone to be punished. He did say he would look into why she was not immediately taken to the nurse. Also, the teacher doesn't know all her medical problems, so she probably didn't realize the urgency of getting her to the nurse. And that's the end of the post. I think that it is right for the daughter to be able to say, you know, I don't want to play with you today. Like, that should be fine to set boundaries and have to do that. It's troubling that the other kid got violent immediately.
Also, like, a kid doing the bare minimum of sharing is not something that's, like, worthy of your daughter to praise him for.
Well, I understand the teacher's something doing it. Like, the teacher
should be like
behavior.
Reinforce good behavior. Yeah, but that doesn't mean your daughter has to also.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it'd be one thing if she was excluding him because, oh, like, I just think, you know, he's icky or what. Like, that would be one thing if there's no reason for it, but he's made fun of her disability before. So, like, she's within her right to draw those boundaries, and like, good for the mom for teaching.
Well, even
that.
If he hadn't right. made fun of her for anything, she should still be able to say, like, oh, hey, I just want to play with this person today. And
yeah,
that should be fine.
Yeah, I think it's important though to teach them not to like intentionally exclude people from like group activities. Like, you don't mm-hmm. want to teach them like, yeah, it's okay, like, because you don't like, you know, Jenna or whatever, you can exclude her from tag because you think she's weird, right? Like, that's different. But if it's like, I want to play with my cousin and not you, just teach her how to say that respectfully, which it sounds like she did. She told him maybe next time. And then he pulled her hair.
Like, yeah, that just seems like that's such a violent reaction for like, oh, I don't want to play right now. When there were other kids out there, I'm sure he could have played with, but I don't think the mom is the asshole at all.
No.
I don't think even necessarily the teacher is the asshole, because I'm sure the teacher has to follow policies. I think it's just a shitty situation because that kid, the kid that wanted to play, Isaac, as they've called him, you know, like, it kind of sucks because he maybe was trying to make friends and got shut down.
Yeah.
But I also think you can't teach people, like, hey, if you're nice, people will do what you want.
Yeah. Also, like, this has too many parallels to, like, dude at bar buys you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's then the nice dude. And then he asks you to go home with him. And you say, no, thank you. And then he kills you. Like, this is that, but just earlier and, you know, with less consequences.
Yeah. I think, like, it's okay. I think that kid needs to learn it's okay to be upset, but that's not the way you would express that, is through violence.
Yeah, also,
like,
you can
be upset, you can be disappointed, but don't pull hair and punch people.
He would have gotten suspended at my elementary school. Like, you got in a lot of trouble if you ever got physically violent with somebody. Like, that only happened, I was in fifth grade, and it was right when AIM was happening.
AIM, like AOL Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
In fifth grade?
I mean, that was when I remember it being a thing that kids started to use.
Okay, that's fine. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know what year that would have been. 2005?
I was on AOL in 1994, I think, or 5.
Oh, okay. Well, oops. People were using it when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I know. I miss away messages.
So this would have been 2005. five. There was this one kid who was dating, in quotes, this girl Katie, and this Katie. Other dude was chatting with her
on AIM.
AIM.
Scandalous.
And then the boyfriend, in quotes, found out and then ran at the kid with a pair of scissors. It was like first thing in the morning.
Shouldn't and run I was scissors. The only it's dangerous.
I was like, he was like gonna stab him. I was the only other kid in the room because it was, I don't know, it was early, whatever. We all had like the same bus in, so we were all like the first ones there. And yeah, and the teacher was in the room, and I had to like go to the principal's office and like give a statement about what happened
legally.
And then he got switched to another school, the kid that like charged the kid with scissors. And
yeah,
then
that was we called it the alternative school. We had one too.
That was well, he just got sent to another elementary school because there were like five in our district. But that was all I ever thought of anytime I saw him for the rest of my life. I was just like, you got expelled from elementary school because you were going to stab a kid with tiny scissors.
Tiny scissors, plastic ones.
Because he talked to Katie on AIM.
I mean, yeah, when I was growing up too, it would have been the same thing as you just get suspended. And like, I think there are better ways though to teach kids and like deal with.
Yeah. Cause to a kid, suspension is like, yeah, like a gift. You know,
like if your parents don't care, I guess if your parents right. are mad, I was never suspended. Yeah, so I don't know.
A lot of the kids that got suspended in my school were the kind of kids that their parents weren't present or like, yeah. wouldn't have known, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like there are, it sounds like they're trying to do better ways to deal with the behavior. I don't have a problem with the mediation, but I do agree that they shouldn't be taught like, hey, these things were equally bad. You should have said yes. Yeah. Like that, there's a problem. Like if that is
you
the way
said
we've
no to playing with him and then he beat you up. Both of those things were wrong. It's like, well, one of them is a lot more wrong.
I don't even think saying no is wrong to begin with. So
no.
So no, I don't think the poster is an asshole. I don't think the daughter's an asshole. I think it would be the nicer thing to say, sure, you can play with us, but I don't think an 8-year-old can recognize that and be like, this is probably the nice thing to do, the kinder the necessary thing to do, right?
Yeah, it's like, this boy is always mean to me all the time. Mm-hmm. And yesterday he happened to share his Legos with me, which is the bare minimum of what a fucking kid should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, not the asshole. I don't even think the younger kid is the asshole. I just think he needs to understand that that's not the right way to...
Sounds like he's turning into an asshole.
Yeah, like if he goes down this path...
Really, the school is reinforcing it. The school is reinforcing it by treating both kids as if they're in trouble. No thanks. No mistake. All right. Am I the asshole for running the new neighbors out of the pool? For context, our pool just opened up here. This is not in the post. This is just me talking. We have a pool at our complex, and it's private for the complex. So it's only us and the other people that live here. But so you can like have alcohol at the pool and like invite guests and stuff.
Oh, but there's no guest. Like
there's a small set of people that have access to the pool, so it stays nice and clean. People take good care of it. Everybody like skims it and does their business, you know. It's really nice. They keep it pretty warm, but not too warm. It's nice and refreshing. I love having a pool. Be like sitting at my desk at work and be like, staring at the screen for too long. Gonna go jump in the pool real quick and then get back to work. That's so nice. I've never had a pool before. It's amazing.
I was saying the other day, kind of in response to that, but also to one of my team members, Briar, was talking about working from a coffee shop for the first time in a while because of, I guess there was a pandemic. I was busy.
What?
Yeah, that's news to me. But my mobile hotspot through AT&T, I guess the plan I'm on, has 30 gigabytes of hotspot data and not 5 like I thought it was. So I'm about to start working from... you know, the Pacific Ocean just on the beach there. Might just work from there from now on.
On the beach?
Or Golden Gate Park or across the street in Alamo Square. Like, I can go basically anywhere and just hang out and work off my hotspot.
Yeah, I should figure out what my plan is for hotspots, because if I'm going to try to do work while we're driving through Nebraska, I need to figure out what that looks like.
Yeah, I was considering changing my plan to get a hotspot so I could go do that and just get out sometimes. But now that I know that I don't need to, that it's just tethering I can do, that's going to be so much nicer.
All right. Anyway, am I the asshole for running the new neighbors out of the pool? So I'm back at my parents' house for an extended stay. Oh, I didn't send you this post, did I? Let me send it to you real quick.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
I'm back at my parents' house for an extended stay. I live in my RV, but now I have it parked in the back for the next month or so. I stay in it with my dogs at night and go to the main house during the day. My parents just moved into this new house and have been making friends with the families in the neighborhood. Everyone is pretty close, and the kids all play together and sometimes hang out on the weekends. Here's the issue. The neighbors across the street came over the other day in swimsuits and said that the old owners of the house let them use the pool freely. My stepdad was there and said they were allowed to come over whenever. Okay. Well, now my parents are gone on vacation, and it's just me in the house for 2 weeks. When I got back from getting supplies for my RV, the mom walked right past my car and into the gate. When I got out, I saw her and her four kids swimming. I just left and went back to work on my RV. As I got hotter working outside in the Louisiana heat, I got more and more angry hearing kids yelling and wishing that I could just go and jump in the pool in peace. I called my boyfriend and told him about it, and he said I was being a butthole. I'm not confrontational, so I came up with a plan. Put on my skimpiest swimsuit with a plan to play WAP over the speakers. Finally, I walked over and I got nervous. I just told the parents that I know my stepdad said they could come over whenever, but I was uncomfortable with it. The dad said that they had just talked to my parents yesterday, but I told him, oh, well, I want to get in the pool now. So they started leaving and the kids started grumbling. I feel guilty and rude. I know my parents love the closeness of their neighborhood and I hate to ruin that. Is my boyfriend right? Am I the asshole? Yes. It's not your pool nor your house.
Yeah, you're like a guest there yourself.
Yeah. You could have just gotten in the pool with them. Like, it's not weird. it's not your house.
Yeah,
it's not
like
your pool.
I don't think you're in the right to be like, no, you can't swim in this pool where other people I don't know. The whole thing sounds stupid. I'm like, it's not your pool.
Yeah, it's not. And also, like, I can absolutely understand the parents wanting to be close to their neighbors. And, like, that's so nice having, you know, neighbors that you like and that you like their kids. And, you know, you're the cool house with the pool now. So all the neighbors want to come over. Somebody said, like, your parents need to understand the liability issue if somebody gets hurt in their pool. And it's like, okay, just never leave your house then. Don't drive a car. Don't do anything.
I wish I had a pool. Although it would typically be too cool for me to use it. So I need a heated pool. You're right.
Okay, there's an edit. Okay, edit. Guys, I didn't play any rude music. I briefly thought about it to avoid confrontation. I told them I was uncomfortable with them coming around unannounced when my parents weren't there. So I do technically live there. I go back home between jobs. They just moved while I was away. You still don't own the house. I told my mom that I came back from Lowe's and people were swimming in their pool. She said, I guess it's the neighbors. Stepdad must have told them that they could. Then she said, tell them to leave. So stepdad told them it's okay. Mom doesn't care. But I guess it's the neighborhoods, as in it's the neighborhood's pool. Seemed a little sarcastic to me. That still doesn't mean that it's, yeah, this sounds like your parents have a conflict that they need to resolve. But that doesn't mean that you're in the right by telling them to get out of the pool in that instance. Because as far as they knew, they had permission to be there. So,
Yeah. I think that's probably a conversation the parents need to sort out and then stick to together, because otherwise, yeah, it's going to be, people are going to be like coming over and like, well, so-and-so said, and then so-and-so said no, and it's just going to be a conflict, and then nobody's going to like each other, and then eventually
no one's gonna come
people
use
pee
your
in
pool.
The pool at night. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the asshole. Big asshole.
Yeah, I think you are definitely being an asshole. The poster's name is anal_eyes, which I don't, it's not related, but I just thought that was an interesting name.
Do they have any comments? Oh yeah, they do have comments. They say, I don't know if I'm supposed to watch and I don't know if I'll be held liable. I'm supposed to make sure the pool is functioning, check water levels and such, but I was not aware that their invitation meant that they could walk in unannounced. I was under the impression that I had privacy while they were away, regardless of whose name is on the mortgage. I'm not a guest. I live there, and it is my home in my eyes and my family's. Yeah, but you don't get to decide who gets to use the pool that you do not own. And also, like, it just depends on what the dad has told the neighbors. We had neighbors who had a pool growing up, and we would ask them when we could use it. But, like, they always said you can use it whenever, but we would always ask to make sure that they weren't using it. Yeah,
I would always ask, too. I would not just assume.
Yeah. My parents also, I remember my neighbors, the neighbors whose yard touched ours, they had a swing set. And my parents always insisted that I asked the like, homeowners if I could use their swing set every single time. And they seemed like, I'm sure that they were annoyed, but I'm sure my parents had told them, like, no, this is a good lesson for her to learn. Like, please have her ask every time. Mm-hmm. But I fucking loved swinging on their swing set.
Let her learn this shit.
But it just depends. Like, you're their kid. You don't get to be like, well, I didn't know that they had an open invitation. Well, the homeowners said that they...
Yeah, the people whose house... did. It is that live there all the time. They said yes. So,
yeah. Also, it's not like they're coming in the house. It's not like, oh, I was relaxing in the living room and then they walked in the kitchen. Like, that's different. This is
no. They're just using the pool. Yeah. Yeah, I think the poster's the asshole.
And it sounds like the parents need to sort their shit out.
Yeah, they got to figure that out. If you don't want them, like, they're fine. But, like, decide together.
Yep. All right. Well, we're gonna take our break.
Yeah.
And we'll come back tomorrow. Get a good night's sleep, everyone, and then listen to the rest of this. You can really...
We're just going to loop the inter theme, like the middle theme, for 24 hours. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Earlier today, I had a test that was failing in my code. I was like, why? What is going on? After a long time of staring at it, I realized it was because I didn't spell a word right. I don't know how to spell.
What was the word?
Drift, and I spelled it derft.
Derft.
So.
Sounds like you had some brain derft going on.
It was like, why won't this function read from this file, read the, like, section of this TOML file? And it was because the section in the TOML file was called derft. So
it's embarrassing. You derfed it.
Derfed. All right, I'm gonna find some posts for the game. All right. What'd you do today? Tell the people what you did today, I guess.
I worked all day.
Full day.
I worked.
Wow, me too.
All day. Like, I actually had stuff to do today, which was nice because some days I kind of feel like I'm reaching for projects. But I was doing some new stuff, doing some back-end stuff. Very secret, very safe. It's quite cool. I can't really comment on it, but I did great. And then afterwards, after I spent 2 hours trying to make Java work, which it didn't. Not Java, like the language, but Java from Oracle. I know. I plugged my gaming PC back in so I could do some Beat Sabers. And then I was doing that. I played one song and started sweating. And it's definitely because it's 64 degrees and not because I'm out of shape again. I'm not that out of shape.
64 degrees?
Nintendo 64 degrees.
You're sweating because it's 64 degrees?
Okay, here's the thing.
I don't like to be warm.
That's not warm. It's 99 here today. It's actually really nice.
You chose to be humid. There. It was 90% humid.
So it's like a... It's not humid at all here, so like 99 degrees feels cooler than like 80 degrees does in Michigan summer. So it's actually really pleasant. Like you step outside and it just feels like warm without any humidity. It's just very, very nice.
That doesn't sound bad, I guess. It was too humid here this morning and it's fine now. But when I was playing, I also had a hoodie on and I should have taken that off. I was just setting it up to test, but then I saw the Katamari song in the song list and I had to play it.
I love this weather because I can just jump in the pool whenever I want. And so today during lunch, I went and did like a 20-minute swim workout, which was really nice.
I don't have a pool here. Cardio in. That's okay, though.
Got a little cardio, a little sunshine.
How many calories a day do you burn being a bitch?
12.
Oh, see, I would have thought it was more. I guess you're probably pretty good at it, though.
Yeah, the more you do it, the
the better bitch shape you're in.
Yeah.
Nice, love that for you. Do 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 ba da da ba da 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 ba da da ba ba da 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 ba ba da ba da ba ba da 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 da. That's one of those songs that I have in Beat Saber now. Honestly, what? Though, it slaps. It's so good. I'm so glad I have the computer version now, not the PlayStation one. Like, the PlayStation one was easy to set up and use, but the computer one, I can do all these custom songs, and it's so much more fun. Like, they have, I don't know why, but they have If I Had $1 Million in there. So I just was playing that. It's not really like a hype Beat Saber song, but it's relaxing. No, it wasn't even If I Had $1 Million. It was the Christmas song they did with Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Nothing says turn up by playing Beat Saber like Michael Bublé and the Bare Naked Ladies singing a Christmas song. And actually, I do that song. It's really good.
That is a good song. Okay, I have some posts ready for our game.
Game number two. Okay.
Do you want to pick a number between 1 and 5?
Let's do 2.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not going to my mother-in-law's funeral? Am I the asshole for being too scared to pee outside? Am I the asshole for being scared of bees? Am I the asshole owning too many books? And am I the asshole for asking my husband to listen to my podcast?
Oof. That hits close to home. Chris listens to our podcast. And early on, I think they were just doing it to be like, okay, what is this new idiot I'm dating doing? But now...
David doesn't listen anymore.
Why? Does he hate you?
Because we live together, so him listening would mean that we'd both be listening to it.
On occasion, Chris and I have listened together when like we've been driving somewhere on a Sunday and they'll be like, I want to listen to the podcast. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. But then the thing silly. Is, I laugh at our jokes. I'll be like, that was good. That was real funny. And then I feel stupid.
Yeah, it feels silly. All right, you have to pick one. Can we read them again?
No, I wrote them down. I will pick mother-in-law funeral.
That one's real. God. And they were voted the asshole.
Well, the thing was their biological mom had scheduled their funeral the day before and it was a 13-hour drive, so
there was traffic. I don't remember if we read that one for this week or the previous week.
I don't remember.
Week.
We read it yesterday.
Yeah, well, we read them all yesterday.
Okay, well, what's the fake one?
It was, am I the asshole owning too many books?
Owning too many books? Let's read the podcast one for our first post of the second half.
Am I the asshole for asking my husband to listen to my podcast?
You got to send me the link. I know. I'm not happy about it either.
You could just listen to me reading it.
No, I need the link for later when I post the show notes.
Fine. All right. I do this honestly, for Brandon. Honestly, I do think I'm the asshole here, but I'll tell y'all the whole story. So why do you need to come to...
What are you looking for with this post? You just want to share about how much of an asshole you are? Like, listen.
Do you like getting called the asshole? Listen, how much I suck. Are they a masochist? Like, they're just sitting there jacking off, reading all the comments about how horrible they are? Like, yes.
I haven't done that in years.
All right. I run a small podcast. I'm not going to reveal any information about the podcast, except for the fact that it's about books. I do a lot of work for this podcast, reading, preparing, booking guests, editing, etc. I don't make any money off of it, but I really enjoy doing it. It makes day-to-day life a lot more fulfilling. Aw. My husband has been supportive. He helps me make music for the show, designed my first logo, and for my birthday even ordered keychains and stuff with the current logo on it. But he has never listened to the show. His reasons are twofold. One is that he doesn't really read books, so the subject matter doesn't interest him. That seems pretty important. The second is he claims he gets an anxiety over hearing me talk because he has extreme public speaking anxiety and sometimes sees me as an extension of himself and feels the same anxiety. I don't completely understand it, but there's that. Well, for a while I accepted it until the other day when I borrowed his iPad and clicked Apple Podcasts to see if there were any new reviews. I saw the page for my show and it said not interested anymore ? And a thing saying it stopped downloading episodes to this device. Something about that just broke my heart and I started crying. I don't get a lot of listeners for the show. It's mostly just friends and family. And my husband isn't one of them. I know he supports the show in other ways, though. So when he asked why I was crying, I asked, why won't you just try my show? You listen to hours and hours of YouTube and podcasts every day. And you're not always into those topics, but you won't listen to my show. He claims I'm just trying to guilt him into listening, and I suppose I was, but I just felt so shitty. Am I the asshole? Yes!
Is this another Are Straight People Okay?
Yes, you're the asshole.
This is the Are Straight People Okay podcast?
He listens to you talk all the time. Like, I get when you're, like, a musician or something, and you want, like, you want them to listen to your stuff, but a podcast is different. It's just you talking, and if you know he's not interested in the subject matter, do you really want a pity listen? Like,
I'll take what I can get, thank you. I don't know, I get that desire to have people listen, even though you're like, it's okay, it's this is a small thing I do, but I don't know, I like when people listen to ours.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, I'm not mad that David doesn't, like, download every episode because he hears me talk every day.
I mean, I do, I can see, like, I could feel that it says not interested anymore, and that, like, just being hurt by that, like, the...
Yeah, the but...
I don't know, that would, I'd be like, oh, they're not interested.
Yeah, but then you don't go to that spouse and be like, why won't you just try my podcast?
I absolutely like, would.
Because I get a podcast every day like, I try your when you cooking. Talk to me about the same thing.
I'm also not a podcast listener, so the other side of it is hard for me to relate to. I'm like, I don't listen to any podcasts, so. I'm curious about him seeing them as an extension of himself.
That seems like something he should work on.
Like, that's weird. I get you're yeah. like, we're a team and all that, but being anxious because your partner is doing something that you would normally be anxious about seems weird. Do you consider podcasting public speaking at all?
No, because it's not, I like, we can edit it and it's, there's no people.
It's not live is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not live.
I was gonna say, I don't really consider it public either, even though I know like a bunch of people we know listen, including people that I don't know that they listen are listening.
Again, I just like in my head, no one listens to this, and this is just
it's just you and me hanging out. Maybe and recording that's why it for some
I don't
reason.
Feel like I guess the first few episodes I felt nervous, but now I don't even think about it anymore.
I just don't care about anyone or anything, so it kind of rolls off my shoulders.
I guess, like, I guess maybe saying you're the asshole is harsh. Like, you're allowed to feel sad that he doesn't like your podcast, but you can't take that out on him. he doesn't want to listen to your podcast because, like, the subject matter is not interesting.
Yeah.
And he's gone through so many hoops to, like, show you that he cares by, like, making the keychains, designing the logo, like, making you merch and, like, promoting your podcast to other people. Like, it's not like he just doesn't care. It's just that he doesn't want to listen to that podcast. Mm-hmm. It's not personal.
Yeah, I think it is fair to be upset. I don't know if asshole is the right term. I don't feel like it's an asshole move. I think you're just upset, and that's okay. And it does kind of sound like you're trying to guilt him. I feel like almost feeling this bad about thinking you're the asshole, about like feeling like you're guilting him, almost makes it worse, because then he's probably going to feel bad that you feel bad for doing that.
Yeah, this whole thing is just bad. Like, I think you're allowed to feel how you feel, and like, that is perfectly fine, but he's supporting the podcast in so many other ways, so making him feel like shit because he doesn't listen to it is just not fair. Like, you're going to cry and go to him and be like, please just listen to my podcast.
There's an update.
Ooh, update. Am I the asshole for asking my husband to listen to my podcast? I got a lot of comments on this post. Despite me trying to justify myself throughout the thread, I fully accept my you're the asshole ruling, especially since my husband did try and listen to the very first episode last year and told me about the anxiety issue. I wanted him to give it another try since, in my opinion, my content had gotten much better since then. So yeah, double you're the asshole on me. I apologized to my husband for my pushiness, told him I was just feeling pretty down about my podcast underperforming. Yes, it's a hobby, but it's also become my passion. I do want to see it succeed. He volunteered to help me with things like making a website to help. I'm going to look into advertising options that don't cost much money. I agree that pressuring my husband to listen is not the way forward here. My husband even told me that he would love it if I talked to him more about my interest in books. I usually keep it from him since I figured if he didn't want to hear my podcast, he wouldn't want to hear book talk at all. He also told me it would be nice if I listened to him more when he talks about his hobbies, video games.
No, that's nerd shit. That's different.
That's different. So I'm going to work on that to be a better partner. I've taken a lot of insight here into account. I'm going to take that and be a better partner and podcaster. Thanks, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good ending.
Someone, there's a comment on one of the poster's comments that says, just a note, I work at a really big podcast company. The sweet spot in episode timing is 30 to 45 minutes. Keep that in mind for every episode. Learn how to edit your episodes so you take out most of the long pauses and gaps. So we go too long, I guess.
We go too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody suggested, do you make transcripts of your podcast? I am 100% more likely to recommend a podcast that does, because deaf and hard of hearing people and people with auditory processing problems matter too. Maybe he could read the transcripts and then you could discuss it. I think that's a good
I think that's good too. I've thought about doing transcripts for us, but I like the amount of time I'm already spending editing it and everything, it's a lot.
Yeah,
to then
we would
take
have
it on
to
and
hire
type it
someone
out. Yeah, or if there was some automation that could process the audio file. But I feel like we'd then need to go through and read the whole thing and make sure, like,
and make sure
tone
that it's split
and all that is
and
captured. Yeah, it's yeah. I feel like it's so hard to capture the tone of how sarcastic and full of shit we are. That
if anyone wants to volunteer to transcribe our podcast, yeah, that'd be great.
I would love to be able to do it. Like, and I've got to think, TikTok has the thing where it auto transcribes, right?
Yeah. It, but it's not great. It messes up a lot. The technology's getting there for sure. But
We should look into that more.
All right, well, let's do one more and then wrap up, because according to this podcasting
expert, we're going way too long. Oh,
way over the holy optimum time.
It's because we sit and talk like we're hanging out with our listeners instead of just telling the stories and getting out of here.
Yeah. Well, maybe we do less posts because we like to chat. And I think people like to hear us chat, but that's just
I know
me.
You think that, yeah.
Well, I feel like it's true.
Well, okay.
Oh, Mary's texting me. Apparently she tried to call me.
Mary.
She texted me, just calling to chat. No biggie.
No biggie.
I will chat. I'll catch you tomorrow. I said, just finishing a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. I'll call you in a few.
She doesn't want to talk to me.
Okay, well,
are we gonna record another episode with her when we're at the cabin, or are you not gonna want to record while we're at the cabin?
I don't know. I would have to bring stuff.
Literally, all I need you to bring is the mic.
We're flying.
Okay. Put the mic up your ass.
It's really big.
I don't see an issue. Just take off the foam cover first, because that won't get clean. There it is.
Yeah,
see?
That's so much better.
That's fine. Don't act like you couldn't. There are ways we can do it. I don't mind bringing my mic. Literally, I could bring the mic and the little stand that it was attached to it when I got it. Technically, we could all record on that. It would just, there's no way to level it. We'll talk about it as we get closer. Okay. So the post I've got is, am I the asshole for not wanting to go along with my stepdaughter having two names? And I will send that over to you.
Great.
My fiance has a daughter from a previous relationship. It was a very hostile one, and by the time his ex got pregnant, they were very much on the rocks. She named the child without my fiance's input, naming her after her grandmother slash herself and mother and using her last name. My fiance was furious about this and wanted their child to have his last name and be named after his grandmother and a name he particularly liked. These aren't the names, but think the difference between Sarah Catherine Jones and Samantha Elizabeth Smith.
Very, so both basic,
very
white.
Basic white people names. He won the first fight in that she will eventually have his last name, but not the second. It was also fairly hostile, so he wasn't able to get a ton of unsupervised visitation after the child was over a year old, and then 2020 happened. But
until
now,
the child was over a year old.
Yeah, until the child was over a year old. And then 2020 happened. But now he has 50-50. She is a little under 3 years old. My fiancé and his family have decided that since she is now too old to go back to court on this again, the answer to this is for the child to have a, quote, mom's house name and a, quote, dad's house name. I think this is ridiculous. But they say that it's not fair that her father had zero say in his own child's name and that it's not much different than people who have a street name and a government name. People do it all the time. A street name, Becca. It just, quote, seems weird to me. Because it's due to a hostile breakup and not the, quote, usual reasons. What are the usual reasons? They've already started this with their grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and father started to introduce the name Sam. I don't want any part in this. I don't think it will even work because the kid is going to be 3 years old sooner rather than later. It'll make me look like the toxic stepmother, and it's just stupid to have a kid going by two completely different names. She's one person. Am I the asshole if I continue to only call her by her, quote, mom's house name and don't support this?
No, this is so weird.
I feel like eventually the daughter's going to be like, why do I have so many fucking names?
Yeah. There's no consideration. This is so selfish because there's no consideration of, like, is the kid going to like this? It's just, I feel petty because this breakup went poorly.
It does seem like it's a breakup thing.
Yeah, like, your kid has a name and she's three now. She knows her name. You can't just start calling her a different name. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, people do it to dogs. What was Cammy's name when you first got her?
Well, her name was Remy at the shelter, and then the foster named her Cammy.
Okay, well, I guess that's
because the foster was like, she seems like a Cammy. And I had other names kind of in my mind, but then when I met her, I was like, no, she's...
Oh, she's totally a Cammy.
She's Cammy, yeah. This is so weird, and also, like... If they even bothered to check with, like, the child's, like, pediatrician to be like, is this okay, like, for her mentally, the doctor's going to be like, no, this is going to fuck her up so badly.
I feel like the compromise would be, like, have a first name and a middle name and then a hyphenated last name, right? But I guess because they hate each other, there's no way to compromise on it.
Well, okay, maybe it's one thing if, like, her name is Samantha... But when she's at her dad's house, they call her Sam or something. But it sounds like...
No, well, this
her name is
that
Sarah.
There's two different names.
Like, her name is, like, Sarah. And then when she's at her dad's house, they're calling her Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's weird. You can't do that to a kid. That's just weird. She has a name.
Yeah.
Her mom picked her name.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. What I'm secretly also thinking is, what if that kid ends up being trans and they just pick a different name anyways? Get fucked, everybody.
Yeah. Also, based on this, the fiance's behavior, and the fact that he did not get a lot of visitation in the beginning, I can understand why the mom was hostile towards him. He sounds like a prick. He's using their kid as like a pawn in this fight. He's like, I'm gonna call her this name.
Maybe they're just both rude.
Whatever. Also, the kid has his last name. So it's just like, that was the compromise, right? Well, like, his ex was like, fine, she can have your last name, but I want to call her blah for her first name.
I guess at the same time, I don't know why the stepmother is super involved here.
Well, I get this. Like, she doesn't want to be, because if she doesn't go along with it, her fiancé is going to be pissed at her, and her fiancé's family is going to see her as, like, the evil stepmother. Like, she's not going along with their shit. Yeah, somebody says, this is a huge red flag. You're right not to support this. Consider this your own warning, too. This is an open act of hostility and potentially parental alienation. He is upset about the name his toddler's mom chose, so he's going to refuse to call her by her name. At the age of 3, this will confuse the child and maybe even teach her that her name her mom chose is wrong/bad. Toddler can't understand the BS drama between her parents. The compromise was that her last name is being changed to his. That's a fair compromise. The problem is that he's not interested in a compromise. He's interested in winning. What's going to happen when you do something he doesn't like in the future? Instead of compromising like an adult, will he just railroad you and refuse to discuss it?
He's going to rail
the asshole. Not the asshole. Keep calling her by her actual name. And honestly, I would break up with a guy because of this and call this girl's mom to warn her what he is doing. Yeah, I have to agree.
So we don't think she's the asshole when we say, girl, dump him.
Girl, dump him. This is a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, not the asshole at all, but this dude seems like bad news.
I want to see the update that says, am I the asshole for not wanting to go along with kidnapping my stepdaughter and changing her name? Because that's where this goes.
Yeah. He smuggled her to court.
Yeah. And taught her how to say 2 things only. Please change my name and thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shall we wrap it up? I'm going to go make some pasta. Some asparagus.
Oh, I love asparagus. Do you know asparagus is actually really good in hot pot?
No.
I had no
idea. I'm getting hot pot for lunch tomorrow with my brother. Yeah.
Do you think there's time for me to get out there?
If you got on a plane now, yeah.
I'm not packed.
It'd just be a one day thing. Just pack some underwear.
Oh, I can't.
What?
Anyway, what a week.
Bye, everyone.
We're leaving. We'll see you again soon. Good luck out there.
See you in like 3 weeks. Goodbye, everyone.
Whenever.